For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Welcome to Soaring Like Eagles with Minister Larry Bertrand and Prophetess Mary Bertrand. Please sit back, enjoy the show, grab your Bible, and get ready for a word of inspiration and praise.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and welcome to another episode of Soaring Like Eagles. So today is a special edition. Usually you catch me and Mary B doing our thing on Monday night, but I'm coming to see you especially tonight as we're going through different things right now. Everybody's in this quarantine phase, and right now I'm quarantined with several children, but y'all know Larry loves the kids. So we are here now. We're going to be doing a special edition, and we're actually going to have children on the show. They're going to just talk about their experiences and how they're feeling and different things like that. So I'm going to just let them go around and introduce themselves.
I'm Jordan Muhammad, and
I'm Anonymous,
and my name is Devin Muhammad, and that's it.
My name is Nazir Abrams, and I welcome you to the show.
So y'all see we got JoJo, we got Darion, we got Devin, we got Nas, and we're just going to sit here and really, I guess, go into things, really. So we all know what's going on right now. Everybody's been affected by the coronavirus and everything like that, and we've been stuck in the house. School has been canceled. Kids have not been able to go to school. And usually that's a good thing. But, I mean, in today's case, I'm not really sure. How do y'all feel about that, not being able to go to school?
I feel absolutely. In some aspects, I do feel a little isolated.
Uh-huh.
But because going to school is 80% of our day. It's like 80% of our life. But,
so yeah, I feel like isolated. Okay, what about you, Nas? How you feel about not being able to
go? I feel happy, but I know that my parents do not. Because I know I need an education in order to get a job. And education and a lot of things I don't feel like numbering them. But I feel great that school is out for an entire year.
So I guess it's kind of like how we used to feel those snow days back in Chicago when it was snow so bad outside that school got canceled. We used to be pretty happy about that. But this right here is for such an extended period of time that it's like, dang, really? Because when do you all go back to school? You all know?
We
April 10th.
The district said, don't be surprised if you don't go back to school this whole year.
You don't have to go
so,
I know, but they said don't be surprised.
Oh, they said they're gonna go to countries, states like that, and they're gonna like keep everybody in the houses, like do something to the state. I don't know.
They're going to launch the National Guard in different.
But we don't know. All right, so we don't know. So they don't mean really. We don't know when school is gonna be back in session. District said they'll be surprised if they don't stay at school the rest of the year. So, I mean, that's one thing about it. So, okay, I understand that y'all happy because y'all don't have to go to school right now. Don't have to worry about homework. Don't have to worry about taking any tests or anything like that, right? You got to wake up when you want to a little bit. So, yeah, that's pretty happy. But how about the fact that you got to sit in the house? You can't go outside, really can't play with your friends. How do y'all feel about that?
To be honest, I don't really go outside that much. When I come out from school, I just go straight to my room and play my laptop and play video games.
Can you answer the question again?
How do you feel about not being able to go outside and play with your friends?
Uh,
that's something like a huge part of our day and going outside. So like I said, it's like very, very actually. We got like one of our friends came with us, so that's pretty good. And like I got a lot of brothers, and we got UCB, so that's a pretty good aspect of it.
I would say I feel good personally, because I spend time on Xbox, Minecraft, and many other variety of games with my friends. Because on most of my games, I already have them as friends, and I'm able to text them. As granted, as I have permission. So if you have the chance, get your friend's phone number.
Okay. So, we're just stuck in the house, not really being able to go outside and do anything like that. Fortunately for, I guess, kids today, they have Wi-Fi and internet and games and everything like that. So going outside is not as big of a thing as it probably would have been to me growing up, or to probably some of us who are listening in today. But it's still, of course, as you can see, still affecting us. In a way, I'm going to go ahead real quick, and we're going to play a song. We're going to play I Praise by Dre Star. Let's tune in to that.
Yo, how y'all doing out there? Y'all blessed. Praise the Lord. I need y'all to get off of y'all's feet. So we going to praise God and give him all the glory and all the praise.
Tell me what you gonna do. Anytime that you feel like you lost your mind and you crying, what you gonna do? Remember his name when you're going through things, and make change, what we gonna do is, I once was blind, but now I see, was bound, but now I'm free. God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name, from the rising of the sun, going down of the same, I pray, every day I give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
Even through my trials, right in the hard times, I keep praising, believing in God. Praise your glorious name. From the rising of the sun, going down of the same. I pray. Every day I give the Lord praise.
Hallelujah.
Even through my trials, right in the hard times, I keep praising, believing in God's time. I pray. Every day I give the Lord praise.
Amen.
Alright, so now we're back. You all, you just listened to Joy Star, I Pray. And we was just here doing a special edition of Soaring Like Eagles. We got the kids with us, and we were talking about everything going on, how they feel about this whole quarantine thing and everything like that. I really just want to go really a step deeper right now and really see how we feeling about this whole coronavirus to begin with. So I guess that's the question I'm posing now. How do y'all feel about the coronavirus?
I think the coronavirus is a whole entire misinformation thing. Cause like people say that look, you could die spooky from the coronavirus if you catch it. But it's like it's really hard for you to die, especially when you're below 30.
What?
It's like a 0.4% chance you would die.
I feel about the coronavirus like everybody else. Nobody likes the coronavirus. There's nothing good about the coronavirus at all.
Yes, it is.
There's nothing to feel about it but bad. You know, because people are losing family members from it, and they can't, or if they don't lose family members, they can't see them for a period of time, and they have to be in isolation chambers, things like that. And the coronavirus is doing all that. But most of the time it is our fault because we're not following the rules and procedures being in quarantine.
I say personally that it's bad, but if my knowledge on the Bible is correct, it's one of the deadly diseases in it. It had a section about diseases and how the world was going to end, if I'm correct.
The world's going to end by the disease, but it did talk about things that just have to happen. And these are definitely in the Bible, it's things that have to happen. So are y'all scared at all of this coronavirus?
It's a very simple thing. All you have to do is wash your hands, take a bath. It's like when you bitch on it, just wash your hands, take a bath, and you'll be okay.
And it's all apart.
Just basically just go about your daily life and just don't worry about it. Just worry about it, and then you'll be all right.
I would say I do not feel scared of it because on the news, it says it's basically targeting elderly people, and I feel bad that it's attacking elderly people. And I hope them good luck. And that it also killed a baby. I am very...
Yeah, it's true that it's not really attacking elderly people most, but it is affecting them the hardest. Because, so pretty much what it is, the disease, of course, it attacks your immune system. And when you're old, your immune system is already weakened as well by age. So pretty much what they're saying is that older people's immune system is not going to be able to survive this type of virus. So it's really affecting older people. I know older people are the ones who has passed away from it so far.
The hardest time dealing with it.
But I guess the thing that we so I'm gonna put this out there. We all believe in God, right?
Yeah.
Or so having your faith in God, is that helping you to deal with this time of the corona?
Like how?
Having your faith in God, is that helping you to deal with the time of the corona?
No, absolutely.
No.
So what's helping you then?
I have faith in God. Do you?
Yeah, of course. You?
Yeah,
I have faith in God.
You?
Yes,
do you have faith in God? Yes, I said absolute. I have faith in God. I also read the Bible before I go to sleep.
Now, with me, like, she look. Every time when I like they have to pray, I pray. And I pray about most of the stuff that my family's going through.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, the last time I prayed about, like, what the world is going through.
Uh-huh.
And, like, look, if I don't pray at a certain time or something like that, like, so basically I pray almost every week.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. And if I skip a week, I pray 2 times a week.
Okay.
So you made a promise to God?
Yeah, no, I made a promise to myself and to God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make promises.
I even don't even skip a week. I just do it 2 times a week sometimes. And sometimes the praise be about like my family, the earth. But like, and the last time I prayed about it was about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said. What I said, I forgot, but what I said was really strong. And I believe that what we say.
Say the prayer, Devin.
I want to say one more thing to the elderly. There is. There is hope. There was a man that survived the coronavirus. You still have hope. There was a man, an elderly man that survived the coronavirus.
How old was he?
He was old.
How old?
You can just say
he was old.
So, and there's many survivors from the virus so far.
So there is faith.
So
even in God.
Some people not here already. Okay?
Yeah, faith does kick in on this. Definitely. Also, so we're talking about everything with the coronavirus and the whole quarantine and everything like that, but I mean let's talk about something that's really affecting the youth nowadays with this whole thing. The NBA season is canceled.
That's good. I really don't care about the NBA season.
Yeah.
I really care about like events like Pac East or and all that stuff.
Okay.
I want to say one thing. To be honest, I really don't care about sport or E3. About those things.
What I think about is this. NBA, it's just not getting canceled. Like, plenty of people bond over the NBA.
Right.
A lot of people bond over the NBA. So whenever they turn that down, a lot of people are not connecting like they used to.
And then, like, now we also see a lot of our NBA stars are coming down with this coronavirus as well. How do you feel about that?
I feel bad because at the end of the day, nobody deserves fun at all. But they put their peak
condition, and then whenever they have to get the coronavirus, and they still have to go to work, like they still have to work out, so then they have coronavirus and they used to be in the spotlight and stuff, like, you know.
Now, I feel like if a healthy player, a healthy people, like he makes
healthy people are going to die.
Healthy people get coronavirus. I feel like it's gonna go away easily because they're healthy. They work out. They eat. They eat perfectly. They have a good routine to keep their cells healthy.
No. Their immune system is spot on.
Yeah, their immune system is strong, basically.
Okay.
I feel bad for this, but what if Kobe Bryant's death was a sign of this all? Huh?
What? Okay, no touching yourself. Yeah. Okay, no touching
yourself. Okay. The Kobe Bryant's death was an auto plane accident, not a disease, but it was very close to the time of everything going on. So I can understand your concern. But so we got the NBA season that's canceled. We got college basketball, which has been canceled as well. March Madness has been terminated. So we can't see the winners of that. Pretty much all sports right now is on hold. I mean, but not even that. Even like the basic things that we like to do, like go to the movies, restaurants are closed right now. We can't even go out to eat. So, I mean, like, how do y'all feel about that? What's your favorite restaurant? What's some of your favorite restaurants?
IHOP.
I do like the unlimited pancake.
Yeah, like,
Denny's. Okay, what's your favorite restaurant?
Honestly, I can't remember it, but as a kid, I would always call it the pig place.
Okay.
I can't remember the name.
Cracker Barrel. Yeah. So, not being able to go to your favorite restaurant and sit down and eat something, like, how does that make you feel?
It doesn't really have an effect on me. We don't go there. I think that much. But like it.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a chance to go there, then it would like you said, man. You can't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had plans to go there.
And I guess another thing, too, is we can't even go out to the movies right now, right? So, I mean, but if they need the movies just even out right now.
Midway in 1917 was a really good movie. Okay. Really good movie. 1917.
When did that come out?
It came out like.
Any other movies that's out right now that we can't go see?
We can't go see Onward, the new Disney movie.
Onward was already out.
They pushed it back very far, like, to get this corona thing over with, maybe. So, maybe the coronavirus has maybe had cooled down by January, and then people would be able to see it. But a lot of movies have been pushed back the date very far.
We're talking about the whole quarantine. We're talking about everything with the coronavirus. We're talking about everything that's been canceled so far because of the coronavirus. You know, we can't go to school right now. So what events do we have coming up that we're scared may not be able to happen because of what's going on? Because I mean, y'all got birthdays coming up when? And
yeah.
In September. So, and in August. When's your birthday? Okay, so August to October. So, I mean, how do y'all feel about the possibility that your birthday might come around and you still might not be able to do anything?
Only, only thing I really want to do is chill in the house and probably get probably do some food. But
chill
in the
house.
The one,
okay.
thing that I was very mad about that they canceled is this camp.
It is camp
called Camp Builder. I was really good. It was in
Camp
Build Up. Yeah,
okay.
It was going to be April. Me and my brother, we was fun. My mom filled up all the paperwork. We were ready to go. My mom said one day, oh, they canceled Camp Build Up.
They killed the Chinese.
I'm really affected that E3 is canceled. Because, like, that's, like, the biggest game convention of all time. And, good information from learning a video game from E3 is like really fun. So like I watch E3 all day. Even if
it's
delayed.
That's really gonna affect you then. I understand that. And then Nas, I mean for you, man, usually every year you do a pool party for your birthday. So I mean the possibility that you might not be able to have that pool party. Man, how does that make you feel? Are you upset about that?
Honestly, I am glad I get to spend time with them.
All right. Okay. Well, that's a good way to look at it. Another positive twist to everything. Once again, this is a Soaring Like Eagle special edition episode. We've been talking with the kids today about their effects on this whole coronavirus and the quarantine and everything going on in the world. The show is about to end. We only got a couple of minutes left. Any final remarks that you all would like to say? Final remarks.
We trying to make our own podcast and hopefully the same people who listen to us listen to Larry. Hopefully you can come and listen to us.
And yeah, I got one. And I'm gonna be like, I'm a game developer, so I'm gonna be creating video games and producing them and stuff. And so I'm planning on supporting my brother's podcast and editing it and stuff like that. And so yeah, we're gonna be a team.
Okay.
I want to say one last thing. Always look on the positive side of the light.
The bomb bombs gotta go.
Our name is the
bomb bombs.
The bomb bombs podcast.
The bomb bombs.
All right, so y'all heard it. They're gonna be starting their own podcast. When that information is together, I will be sharing a link to it so you all can check them out. Please support the kids and what they're trying to do. I think that's a great thing. You all, once again, this is another special edition episode with Mr. Larry on Soaring Like Eagles. Glad y'all tuned in. Want to let you all know that this week we're starting our Facebook Live revival. We wanted to revival this week, but everything will be on Facebook Live. So y'all can check that out as well. Kicking off tomorrow on the My Gospel Soul webpage is going to be myself and Mary B. And then it's going to be Pastor Tebow, Pastor Jay, Minister Brandon Long. And then on Friday we're going to do a toss-up with everybody. So it's going to be great. Tune in to that. Also, you know, you got 219 to talk. Definitely want to check that out on Thursday night, 7 p.m. When we do 219 to talk. You know, we're going to act a fool on there. And then also Fitness Ray, my boy Fitness Ray, got his podcast, Fitness Evolution. Make sure y'all check him out for all y'all fitness tips, how to lose weight and everything like that. Man, so we out. Anybody else got anything to say?
All right. Have a great time.
Always look on the positive.
Thank you guys in the quarantine. Stay clean.
Look on the positive side of life and always be happy.
All right, you also. We're out of here. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, that's it.